God is getting our attention. Walking into the store, seeing the empty shelves. That's a pretty big change for us in America. I've been here all my life. I've never walked into a store like this and seen empty shelves for such a long period of time. I've been in other countries where you walk into different stores and sometimes they have food, sometimes they don't. I've been in the Ukraine, I've been in Russia. Back in 89, when communism just had fallen apart, and the people there said, yeah, sometimes we have food, sometimes we don't have food. Sometimes they had hot water, sometimes they didn't. Everything was controlled by the government, and everything was a chaotic mess. In America, we've been blessed. We've been blessed by God to have an abundance of provision and blessings, to share an abundance. This is new for us in America. I was getting my car serviced and I asked the gentleman behind the desk, I said, what do you think about this? What did you feel when you walked into the store and saw the empty shelves? And he was just like, I've never seen anything like this. And I could tell he was nervous, right? He's like, yeah, I'm 42 years old and I've never seen this before. And it's kind of got me thinking. It's got me a little nervous about this. And so I asked him, I said, well, do you have any faith? He said, no. I said, do you have any faith in God? Not really, no. And I explained to him how God's hand of blessing has been upon this country. Our forefathers, many of them sought God. They didn't have anything, and they sought God. They prayed diligently. They looked at His Word. They aligned themselves according to God's Word. They believed in Jesus Christ, who died for their sins and rose again. Were they perfect? Not at all. They were struggling fellow sinners. They got some things wrong. But they had humility, they had faith in God, and so they got a lot of things right. And they were blessed by God, and because they were blessed by God, the fruit of that blessing really was America. What made America great was Christianity. Christianity is what made American exceptionalism. It's because when the rest of the world was falling after their vain philosophies, many God-fearing Christians in America were sticking to the Bible, to the Word of God, and to the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I was explaining this to this gentleman behind the desk, and he was like, yeah, he kind of had a notion of that. Most people know somebody who either was or is a Christian. Yeah, my grandmother, she was a Christian. Yeah, I had a grandfather who really feared the Lord, or my great-grandfather even. People remember stories of him reading the Bible to them or to their family. And so there's these echoes from the past. But if I had one word that described America today, it would be the word apostasy. America has forgotten God. America has forgotten the God who has so blessed us. And because we've forgotten God, we've apostatized, we've turned our backs from God. And we're like a bunch of spoiled children that still want all God's gifts, gimme, 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 but we don't want God. We've rejected God. And so God has turned us over to our own devices. This is a wake-up call. When you walk into the store and you see, maybe for the first time in your life, the shelves are bare, something's going on, there's a wake-up call. God is saying, I am God. I am in control. The systems of men that you've trusted, God is saying, I am the one who has been sustaining you. I am the one who has been blessing you. And now I am the one you need to seek. The scripture says it this way. Then you say in your heart, in Deuteronomy 8:17, the then in the context is after I have blessed you. You see, God blesses because God is good. So God blesses His people and He gives them an abundance of provision. But the people forget God. This is the pattern in Scripture. So God says, after I've blessed you, then, this is what you do. Like spoiled children, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands have given me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify you this day that you shall surely perish. The way in which God has given us this wake-up call is that He's removed some of the immediate goods that were at our hands. God, I want this, I want this. And God just puts them in our hands, right? Because He's good, He loves us. He's removed some of that to say, we need to look to God. We need to consider that He is the one who gives us the power to get wealth. And that when we take His gifts of life and food and sustenance and all these things and strength and power to do all the things that we do in America, but forget God and sin against God and apostatize against Him and celebrate at every turn our rebellion against Him, God stops us and He says, you need to consider me. This is a blessing. This wake-up call is a blessing because it stopped us, didn't it? I mean, the sports, who would have thought? The sports, the gatherings, all the things that people do have been stopped. Because God is saying, listen to me. I am the one who gives you the power to get wealth. You need to consider these things and consider who gives them to you. And consider your God. America, this is your wake-up call. Turn and repent and believe in the gospel that Jesus died for your sins and rose again. Turn from your wickedness. Turn from your sin. Remember that God is the one who has given us the power to get wealth. God is the one who establishes these blessings. And it is God whom we must now humble ourselves and seek His face and turn from our sin and ask for His blessing that He may heal our land, that He may save us from this disease, from this outbreak, from this overreaction of so many that is shutting down our entire nation. God is giving us a wake-up call. Will you hear Him? Will you seek Him? Will you turn from your sins and repent and turn to the living God that you may find times of refreshment, that you may find salvation for your soul, that you may know the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and that you may know Jesus Christ, His Son, whom He has sent to die on the cross for your sins. He rose again from the dead to give you eternal life. He's given us His Word to guide us in that life eternal now and forevermore. Oh, please, my prayer for you is that you would, when you see this wake-up call, that you would wake up. To God be the glory.